The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying that he is one, and there is no other than he. And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he had answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The gospel of the Lord. Morning, everybody. Everyone here? On and off? You hear me all right? All right. So we're going to have what I'm going to call kind of a come to Jesus meeting. More of a come to your neighbor meeting, but we're going to tie those in together. Because we heard something interesting this morning. In the gospel reading, we heard that we're supposed to love our neighbors pretty much unconditionally. And the first reaction is probably, who is he kidding? Because apparently he doesn't know my neighbors. So I'm being asked to, if I'm understanding this right, I'm being asked to love criminals. I'm being asked to love politicians, social media influencers, lawyers, people who honestly think that the Wild are going to beat the Avalanche and now owes me Buffalo Wild Wings. We're being asked to love.
These people in the same way.
And now, okay, I'm back. And that's a hard thing to grasp. But we're going to talk about that for a second because it's so important today. What we're being asked to do is love each other regardless of our differences. And that really flies in the face of what much of society wants to tell us today. What Jesus did was he brought two commandments together. Love God, love neighbor, and he made them one. And he put those two on equal footing. You have to understand, this is mind-blowing at the time. Because the Jews, in that time, under Mosaic law, they didn't look at anybody as their neighbor other than other Jews. They didn't look at others in the same way. You sure the heck don't love other people as much as you love God. That's right on the edge of blasphemous. Because it just shouldn't happen that way. And yet, that's exactly what Jesus is saying needs to be done. Now, as important as this commandment is, it tends to get lost in some of the more popular readings. But it is ridiculously important. And if we look at it in context, we can see how important it is. In Luke chapter 10, same reading, essentially same statement, love God, love neighbor. And immediately after that is the parable of the Good Samaritan. Why do you think those two were put together that way? He's making very clear that being a good neighbor is of utmost importance. And your neighbor is anybody that needs your help. Full stop, period, end of sentence. But that's kind of difficult. And it's a practice that even though we're told to do it, it's flawed. It's a flawed theory. And the reason that it's flawed is because of us. It's not flawed in its essence. It's almost perfect. Probably is perfect. But we're flawed. And why do you think that is? How many of us here can honestly say we love everybody equally as much as God? All right. How many of us can say we've been very, very, very angry at people and maybe planned murders? Look at him up here. All right, without the murders. You know. How many of us have been very angry at people? Absolutely. But that's what I want to talk about for a second. If we break down what Jesus is asking us to do in love God and love our neighbors, if we look at it and try to do it in the way that God loves us, it's not something that we can attain. We just can't. So maybe we need to relook at how we love. All right? How many of us not only have been angry with people, but have been angry at God? All right, a couple of you. The rest of you are lying. But how many of us felt like, as Catholics, that was almost sinful to be angry with God? Here's the thing. In a true relationship, we're going to be frustrated at times. We're going to be angry. So it was 2 years ago. It's 2 years ago that Steve died. And I was angry. Because if anybody needed divine intervention, anybody deserved it, it was Deacon Steve. And he died. And that's certainly something that's out of our power. But I can honestly say, I was angry. And I was angry with God. But I thought about it and I remembered something that Steve and I had talked about several times, but it had been brought up during deacon formation. And like I said, I'm betting Deacon John went through similar classes on it, in which we were told, it's okay to be angry with God. That's shocking. It's mind-blowing. But it's okay. It's not like he doesn't know. It's not like we can hide it. But isn't a true relationship being completely open with God? Yes. Isn't a true relationship acknowledging, even when you're frustrated at times, whether it be because of a death or because of something that came up or a medical issue or just someone made you angry, it's okay to be angry at times. And in that way, then yes, we can love our neighbor as we love God, with the pure understanding that we still love. And that love is the basis of the relationship, not anger. Okay? We can't. Anger can't be the four corners of the relationship. Love has to be. But in the context of that love, we do get upset at times. And that's okay. Does that make sense to everyone? So then looking at it that way, yes. We can love our neighbors as we love God, knowing that we do love them, but we get frustrated with them, and acknowledging that in those times, we have to remember all the things that we've done that make others frustrated also. So this is what I'd like you to do. As we continue on this journey of trying to become intentional disciples, society tends to want us to say, you absolutely have to love your neighbor. You have to agree with everything that they do, and you can't speak out against them. But don't talk about God. They want us to love neighbor, but have nothing to do with God. We know that those two have to go together, agreed? How can we truly love a neighbor if we don't truly love the person that made him? So for this week, as we continue on this journey of becoming intentional disciples, as we continue to work at this, This is the challenge that I want you to do at some point this week. Think of someone that's frustrated you. Think of someone that's downright angered you. Think of someone that you don't like. Pray for them. Pray about them. If you feel so called, go and talk to them. Abraham Lincoln said at one point, "I don't like him. Maybe I should spend more time with him." Spend that time trying to love them a little bit more along the lines of the way that we love God, even with the frustrations. And that way we can move that little bit closer to what we're being asked to do today. We can move that little bit closer to starting to spread a little bit more love in this world that it's so desperately in need of right now. We can move closer to being called and what we're called to do, and that's love neighbors as we love ourselves and we love our God.